Coming up to that time where we always love to bring in the Vice Chancellor of the University of Newcastle, Carolyn McMillan, and we, in fact, will do that now. A very busy time, Carolyn, around the university at the moment. Of course, we've got the end of semester. How's it all been going?
Well, Mark, the end of semester really does mark the beginning of the exams for many of our students. And I appreciate that there will be families and friends who will be supporting many students going through that tough time. So we really do wish our hardworking students all the best of luck. We know that their lives have many commitments, work commitments in particular, family commitments. So just so we hope they take a deep breath, that they work systematically through all of the material, and that they really do work through those examinations. It's not all over if things don't work out quite right, because we really then will work to ensure the students get support, to really make sure that they can move through, if possible, on the next time round.
Yes, and maybe just a chance to detox for a little while before getting back into it next semester. Now, there is something massive happening at the moment, the NUW Alliance. It's a partnership between, of course, the University of Newcastle along with the University of New South Wales and Wollongong. Can you explain to us what that's about? Because we've seen some of the materials around.
Yeah, well, new, of course, that N is for Newcastle and the U for UNSW, and as you say, the W for Wollongong. These are three universities that have what you could say is shared DNA. Newcastle and Wollongong have had a long historic relationship with UNSW. Because we all emerged in technology-focused regions and technology-focused strengths, we have complementary strengths in engineering and in technology. But of course, we've also built up tremendous strengths in health and medicine. And importantly, the ethos of the three universities is really to form partnerships with industry groups, business, with community, and focus on delivering outcomes and impacts for the communities we serve. Now, we're three proud independent institutions, but we see great opportunities in, on some areas, working together, our academics coming together to share complementary strengths, so that if we thought of cybersecurity, it might be important to have that security of systems that can get hacked, as we know, with devastating consequences. Each of our universities has strengths in cybersecurity. They're different strengths, and in bringing them together, we can really work at scale and offer a greater depth of expertise for our partners. So that's that opportunity where we're not challenged by in any way having to be joined at the hip. We will collaborate with other partners, of course, as we do with other universities, but we see some real benefits for the communities and our partners and our stakeholders in working together.
And of course, always good to have someone else throw their eye over a situation as well and get a different point of view. So great to see the three institutions working and collaborating together there. And a bit of virtual reality nursing at the university as well.
Isn't it great? I mean, our School of Nursing Midwifery, you know, is one of the leaders in the country. It scores high on our Independent Excellence and Research Australia assessment exercises. And here we have a real innovation team who have worked together, and so this is the academics, it's our IT practitioners, to really think about how to use virtual reality or augmented reality, you know, the sort of things we're used to seeing in video game and in gaming systems, but to use this virtual reality to teach anatomy and also around birthing techniques. And it provides, as virtual reality does, that sort of very interactive environment. And, you know, you can practice your skills and in such a very tough area as emergency resuscitation of the newborn, but you can practice those skills in an interactive virtual environment many times before you have to deploy those skills actually in the practical clinical environment. And you know, when many of us trained in medicine, that opportunity wasn't available. And I think that we envy our students today having that opportunity to test clinical skills in a much safer way, in a much more interactive way, using these remarkable technologies.
Caroline, who would have thought being a Pac-Man champion could get you ready for delivering a baby? It is a changing world we live in. I better let you go and get organised for semester two, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next month.
Thanks, Deepak. Greatly appreciate it. Talk soon. Bye for now.
Thank you, Caroline. I was a Pac-Man champion too. Our Vice-Chancellor at the University of Newcastle, Caroline McMillan, with her update for the month of June here at 2NURFM.